T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you saw it or not, but a lot of stuff going on in the playoffs, not the least of which is the Packers eliminated. And, you know, I mean, listen, does that mean that the division is suddenly open for business, that the great quarterback Aaron Rodgers walks into the sunset or into the frozen tundra or off to Hawaii? I don't know where he's going, but he walked out of there looking awfully disappointed.
Yeah, that the Packers have that opening drive where they go down and get a touchdown in that game. And the rest of it was just a real struggle for them offensively. A lot of credit to the 49ers defense and just horrific special teams performance. I mean, that was a bad special teams unit all season. They had to be concerned in Green Bay that it would bite them in the ass in the playoffs. And it did, it bit him in the ass and then it chewed the head off. I mean, it was ridiculous. That was horrendous special teams. And I'd be stunned if Maurice Drayton, the coordinator, isn't fired this morning. But Matt LaFleur needs to wear a lot of that, because when a NFL team goes out there and struggles to the level that Green Bay did this season on special teams and has big mistakes all over the place, the head coach has got to look at how he's designing practice, how much time is being, given to special teams, how much focus is being put on it, what players are you stocking the unit with. And then LaFleur's got to look at himself, because this Maurice Drayton was his special teams assistant the last 2 years, and he canned the top guy a year ago and promoted Maurice. So obviously Matt hasn't been keeping a close enough eye on that phase of the game, and it cost him dearly.
All right, Brad, talking about reactions and how it might affect the Bears' coaching search, Todd Bowles can't blitz in that situation. And it came back, and the Cooper Kupp touchdown, the blitz out of the slot, was a bad decision to go man coverage there. Leslie Frazier, don't know what he was thinking in terms of having the Bills defend Tyreek Hill or try to. I mean, it's hard to coach against speed, but look, it was his defense that got torched down the stretch. How does what happens this weekend affect, if at all, the candidacy of Leslie Frazier and or Todd Bowles?
You could have a great discussion about it, and if you spend too much time on it, though, it's probably meaningless. How do you think the San Francisco 49ers feel about Kyle Shanahan going ultra-conservative with a huge halftime lead in Super Bowl 51 as the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons against Tom Brady and the Patriots? We all know what happened. Brady rallied the Patriots back. The Falcons blew it. And then the 49ers hired Kyle Shanahan. That San Francisco's got one of the best head coaches in the league right now. And when he was on the biggest stage, he did not call the best game he could have in the second half. So that's why I'm saying I don't think you should spend too much time focusing on it. Should Todd Bowles have, you know, brought the kitchen sink there? No. But I do know this. You've got a lot of listeners out there, and I've got a lot of readers out there that the only thing you ever hear from them is that they've got a blitz more, right? You know, and that's what's ironic here is that's a situation where they should have been playing some coverage.
Okay, Brad. There are all sorts of reports out there. We know that Joe Shane signed with the – he's now the GM – of the New York Giants. So he was a guy on the list of 50, 70. I lost track. The Bears have two candidates now coming in for a second interview, one for GM, the Kansas City Chiefs. What is it? Executive Director of Player Personnel, Ryan Poles. And you've got, obviously, Matt Eberflus. I guess Albert Breer texted this morning that there are three leading candidates as the head coach. And who are they again?
Jim Caldwell, Leslie Frazier, Matt Eberflus.
Hmm.
And they haven't finished interviews with any of them. Yeah, I one of the things with this many candidates, and I'm not saying that they're behind because I think that's the fear of some, I think a greater concern, if you're kind of looking at the process as a whole, is how challenging is it to keep your mental notes straight from one candidate to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And these are on Zoom, or the vast majority of them have been so far. So you could go back and rewatch it if you want to clarify what the candidate said, but just, you know, kind of compartmentalizing what each guy said, what impressed you, what concerns you had. There's a lot of mental gymnastics involved with that when your numbers are running where the Bears' numbers are.
Dennis Allen also will interview later this week. That was the name added to the list, Brad. But I'm most curious about what you think about Brian Daboll. I wonder what you think about this idea that since Joe Shane now is with the Giants, does there need to be a general manager that is in sync with organizationally or philosophically with Brian Daboll, or is there a danger in hiring a guy who may not even know him, like him, or want to hire him? Because right now, this morning as we wake up, I think Brian Daboll is probably as hot as anybody out there in terms of head coaching candidates.
Yeah, I think you would run a risk trying to hire a head coach before you had your GM done and crossing your fingers that, hey, maybe these guys can communicate and get along. Do they have to brag about their collaboration at every turn? No, because I think you can have productive disagreements. Okay, if you're seeing eye to eye on everything, there's probably something wrong. It's good to have differing opinions, but to put the cart in front of the horse, I don't know that that's the best move for the Bears to make here. I think they need to try to get through their list of GM candidates and see if they can complete that part of the process this week and then move on the coach as quickly as they can do that. You've got to give the GM some say in it, right? Or it becomes, to me, a somewhat less attractive job unless you've got a pre-existing relationship with that coach, of course.
The first guy hired has power, in my opinion. I just think it signifies who has the power, and I think that's the worry, is that do you want to have a coach that is more powerful than the guy hired over him?
Yeah, and so they've got Ryan Poles from the Chiefs has been identified as one of the candidates for the GM job. He's young. I believe he's younger than Ryan Pace was when Pace got the job. Poles is 36, and Poles broke into the business with the Chiefs. So he's been with only one team. And I don't know that's a negative for him, but I think it can be a positive for guys when they've been with different organizations, when they've moved around the league a little bit to experience what happens in different buildings, to generate more ideas, to see what works, to see what doesn't work, to get to know more people. Polls broke in with the Chiefs in 2009 and became their college scouting coordinator the following year. So he was assuredly trained by Phil Emery, the former Bears GM. Phil Emery was the director of college scouting in Kansas City at that time. So Poles was a young guy learning how to get going in the business from Phil.
Brad, so let's reset. Today, according to reports, the Bears are scheduled to interview for the GM vacancy Omar Khan from the Steelers and Morocco Brown, the Colts director of college scouting. You know Morocco. You remember him, as I do, as we all do, from his time with the Bears. He's somebody that I think is interesting because of what I asked earlier about Daboll. It seems as if Morocco Brown has worked with a lot of different combinations of coaches, a lot of different combinations in front office, whether it's in Washington or Cleveland and now in Indy. That is the guy that I think, given Bill Polian's presence, given his past with the McCaskies, if I were to say today, I had to say, okay, if you want to bet on somebody to get the job, might be him, just because of those shared connections to two people in the decision-making process.
Yeah, I think Morocco's probably got a strong chance here. He's interviewing today, so he's near the back end of this round one cycle, which I think is better than being at the front of it, right? I think that gives him a little bit of a help there, a little bit of a leg up, perhaps. I do like the fact that he's been with teams. He's seen how dysfunction works in this league, right? He was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He was in Washington. He has worked extensively in pro scouting and in college scouting. And he's been over the top of both at certain points in his career too. So I think the fact that he's moved around a little bit, done both the pro and the college side, the fact that the Colts have drafted pretty darn well since he got there under Chris Ballard, I think all of those things add up in a positive way for Morocco Brown.
What do you make of Sean Payton? What do you make of the Harbaugh report that Matt Rhule would want that job, that would open up another job? There's a lot of stuff going on. Maybe Payton, the biggest headline.
Yeah, the Payton thing, that's been kind of a little bit since before the end of the regular season. And some people thought back in, right around the new year that Payton could head out and go directly to the television booth and that Dennis Allen would be promoted there. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. There still could be other change as well. Has Jerry Jones committed to Mike McCarthy yet in Dallas? I don't think that's happened. And there's some people that are keeping an eye on that situation. And it'd be really interesting if Matt Rhule jumped out of Carolina to head to the college ranks after he's trying to fill out a staff. Chris Tabor interviewing with the Panthers for their special teams coordinator opening today. And I would imagine the Bears would like to try to keep Chris, but they've got to allow their head coach the opportunity to build his staff. And they haven't gotten to that point yet. So we've got, 8 openings right now for head coaching jobs, and there could be more. It's just crazy. The Arizona, I've been talking to guys around the league. They think there's going to be a lot of turnover with people on Cliff Kingsbury's staff.
Wow.
But that was an ugly, ugly playoff exit for the Cardinals.
And, Brad, we're playing a lot of connect the dots here. So you mentioned Ryan Poles. He's a guy who actually was a former Bear, undrafted in 2008, spent some time at training camp, got cut. But he's only 36 years old. But he did play football at Boston College. He was Matt Ryan's best friend. But also, Brian Flores played football at Boston College. They didn't overlap, but they're close to the same age. Would you put 2 and 2 together and get 4 if they are able to hire Poles?
I don't. We could you guys could take over the next show slot and we could play connect the dots until past lunchtime. Anything's possible. I think what they need to do is they need to get this GM hired, so then you can get a sense for probably who Bill Polian liked in this process. I think we talked about it a little bit last week. Why are they weaving back and forth from GM to coach candidates as they go along here? And it's likely because George McCaskey wants significant input from Bill Polian as to who the next head coach of the Chicago Bears should be. That's the best explanation I can provide to kind of how they've done the process. And I think you need to give the GM some say in that as well. But it's pretty evident to me that Polian is going to have, at minimum, recommendations for that position as well.
Texter extraordinaire Peoria Matt checks in, wants to know, can any of these guys decorate a Christmas tree? Might be a big clue as to how they perform.
Here's the thing, guys. They've got a guy to do that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Like, you're right. They got the left tackle.
You think of all the things they currently need. That box is checked.
Oh, my God. All right, so we're looking at the playoffs, okay? You obviously know that it's a copycat league and everybody wants a piece of something going on here. So which game is the one that you want to steal some fire from? Are you more interested in Cincy trying to put together something at Kansas City, or do you prefer the idea, and they're in the NFC, that it's going to be the Rams hosting the Niners, and can you learn something from there?
Yeah, I don't know that you can steal or learn anything at this point. I'm really interested to see what Joe Burrow could do, you know, on the road. I mean, the Bengals have completely exceeded expectations this season, at least outside of the locker room, right? To go from the number one pick 2 years ago to being in the AFC championship game. He's got literally nothing to lose going into Kansas City, right? So he can play loose. And so I'm really fascinated to see that. We've seen a lot of this, a lot of the Rams 49ers. It's going to be the third time they've met this year. Guys, Kyle Shanahan owns his buddy Sean McVay. The 49ers have won the last six meetings between those teams. Now they'll have to go on the road and accomplish that. And they've been on take a look at the Rams' schedule.
It's incredible.
About late November, early, or not the Rams, the 49ers have been on the road.
Yep.
Now this is a short trip down to L.A., but it's going to be – I would keep an eye – you know what I want to know? Can the left tackle Trent Williams and the
is he healthy? Yeah.
Wide receiver running back Deebo Samuel, can they play? Yeah. They were injured Saturday. Going to be interesting to see how they are health-wise later in the week.
Brad, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad. Good stuff.
Have a great day, guys.
You know, Deebo, I'm just asking. I don't know this.
Right.
But when I saw him hopping off, I thought, does he have a cramp? Like, could that be, you know, when you're playing in cold.
In that cold weather, you can get cramps too.
In that cold weather, you get dehydrated as quickly as you do in the ultimate heat.
Yeah,
it's the same type of effect. So the way he hopped off, I was just wondering, I was hoping, I suppose.
I think he's going to play. Cramp. I think Trent Williams will probably play.
Yeah.
And how about the 49ers? They go into Arizona, beat the Cardinals. They go into Dallas, beat the Cowboys. They go into Green Bay and beat the Packers. Don't count them out. And then, Mully, if they beat the Rams, then we're talking about a copycat that you can apply here in Chicago, because defense and the running game with the quarterback that kind of you're winning in spite of, or you're winning with, not because of.
The quarterback, God bless him, you know, blank the Packers.
Yeah.
But a guy desperate to throw a pick six. It was
shocking. Generous.
Yeah, it was shocking that he didn't. Ray, bless you for Jimmy Generous. That was a good source of laughter in my house with my son. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.